This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to this week's show. Well, the Calgary Hitmen have been one of the hottest teams in the WHL on a stretch right now of 11 straight games in the road. We caught up with head coach Mark French and Vancouver Canucks first-round pick Jake Virtanen. Plenty of WHL and Canada West accolades handed out this week. We'll have a complete rundown. And the Moose Jaw Warriors announcing their all-time team, headlined by Theron Fleury, who was on hand for the big night. Well, Mark French is a first-year head coach of the Calgary Hitmen. Calgary has surged to the top of the Central Division thanks to a recent string of wins. I asked Mark just how they're doing it.
Well, I think a lot of different things. We've been getting very good goaltending. And it usually starts and ends there with wins and losses, but our veterans have done very well. We've got a lot of scoring from Tambellini and Connor Rankin, and Keaton Helgeson's quietly got over 20 goals and is a guy who's willing to block shots and play on both special teams. So as all good teams, we're led by older guys, but I've been very impressed that we've been able to play with a lot of depth. We've been able to get contributions from scoring from all four of our lines, which has helped us to win hockey games.
No, you're now leading the Central Division. You surged past Medicine Hat. That's hit a bit of a speed bump here. But you have to think, the Central Division, is that what's motivating the guys right now to maybe win a division title heading into the playoffs?
Yeah, we talked a while ago about trying to secure home ice advantage for that first round, how important that might be. I think we've worked ourselves into a spot where maybe we can look at home ice advantage for the first two rounds, which is extremely important in playoffs. So there's still a lot to play for. But as you mentioned, I think some teams behind us really pushing as well. And we know whoever we're going to see in the first round of the playoffs is going to be a very tough opponent.
Vancouver Canucks first-round pick Jake Virtanen could be playing his best hockey of the season.
Yeah, I think, coming into playoffs here, a lot of guys are stepping up and obviously get the last points as they can. But, obviously play as a team coming into playoffs, like I said. But I think so far this is definitely the best part of the season for me. And coming on the BC road trip now, it's, nice to be back in, familiar BC for me and be playing in front of my friends and family. So it's cool.
This is a massive road trip because you're home building, hosting the Brier right now. But it's been probably big for you guys as a team, too. Where did you guys come from? And you've won 16 of 18 as we talk here this evening. What's been the turning point for this team?
I think there was one point in the season, I think actually right before we started getting, 6 in a row, 7 in a row, when we had that streak going, that, we were in a slump kind of. I think we lost 5 straight or something like that. So, as a group, and the leader stepping out, we talked as a group and where we wanted to go as a team. And, we have the players in the dressing room to go far. We just have to put our minds to it and stick together as a team. And like I said, coming into playoffs here, there's going to be a lot of teams battling for that spot. And, we're going to have to play hard and play strong. And teams are going to be battling for their lives here. So obviously it's going to be hard.
You ran the Western Conference gauntlet, if you would call it that, with Portland, Everett, and Kelowna. You take 2 of 3. What did you see out of those teams, teams that are touted on this side?
Yeah, I think just game by game, I know, in Portland, they were definitely a strong team. And in the third period, we came back and played really well there and, had a pretty cool comeback as a team. And then obviously going to Everett, I think it was one of those games where, the bounces weren't there for us. I know they had a lot of goals, 3-4 in a period, and we were just struggling as a team. But, I think right after the next night, we're in Kelowna and regrouped. And, and Kelowna's a great team. And, it was definitely a hard-battled game. And, obviously coming off a 6-hour road trip as well, getting in at 4 in the morning, we pulled together and played well. So.
Finally, we stood in the same place back when you were 15 years old. It was BC Cup, and there was all this talk about who's Calgary going to take. Are you going to be the first overall? When you look back, let's just fly by so quick. Here you are, 19, and a Canucks first-round pick, and wrapping up what could be your last year in the WHL.
Yeah, it definitely goes by fast. Obviously coming in as a 15-year-old and playing, obviously getting experience and, playing playoffs and stuff like that, and I remember those guys telling me, like Jimmy Bubnyk and guys like that, they were telling me it goes by really fast and just to, have fun with it. And, obviously three years has gone by really fast for me, right? And, it's pretty cool how much fun I've had here. And, I just can't wait. And, obviously, like I said, I've said over and over, but playoffs is coming and that's the best part of the year. So I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, Jake, enjoy the rest of your big long swing here you got in front of you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Prince George Cougars forward Jansen Harkins has been named the Den East WHL Player of the Week. Harkins collected a goal and six assists in two road games, both victories. The 17-year-old North Vancouver native is projected to be an NHL first-round pick this summer. Portland Winterhawks' Oliver Bjorkstrand continues his offensive assault. He's been named the WHL Player of the Month for February as he closes in on 50 goals. The 19-year-old Dane picked up 21 points, 13 goals, and 8 assists in just 9 games during the month. At a time of production, Bjorkstrand had an 11-game goal-scoring streak, collecting 48 goals in just 49 games this year. Red Deer Rebels goaltender Rylan Toth is the Vaughan WHL Goaltender of the Month. The 18-year-old freshman from Saskatoon posted a record of 4-3-0-1 over 8 appearances, along with a 2.46 goals against average and a .922 save percentage. In 5 of the games he started, Toth held the opposition to 2 or fewer goals. Well, several WHL graduates have received Canada West CIS season accolades. Alberta Golden Bears second-year forward TJ Foster, a guest last week on our show, is the Canada West Men's Hockey Outstanding Player of the Year. Foster played parts of 5 seasons with the Edmonton Oil Kings. He was also the Canada West WHL Graduate of the Month for January. The Slave Lake Alberta native finished the regular season second in goals with a league-high 42 points. Golden Bears teammate Jesse Craig secured his second Outstanding Defenseman of the Year trophy. Craig is a former WHL D-man with the Lethbridge Hurricanes and Chilliwack Bruins. Calgary Dinos fourth-year goaltender Chris Lazarek chosen as the Goaltender of the Year after leading the conference in goals against at 1.67 and a .938 save percentage. Lazarek played with the Kootenay Ice and Kelowna Rockets. Dinos forward and former Kootenay Ice Elgin Pierce won the Sportsmanship and Athletic Ability Award, while Manitoba Bisons forward Jordan DePap was voted for the Student Athlete Community Service Award for his work on the ice, in the classroom, and in the community. DePap played with the Brandon Wheat Kings, Kamloops Blazers, and Red Deer Rebels.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
The Moose Jaw Warriors naming the 30th anniversary all-time team. It featured former 5-year goaltender Joey Perricone, NHL defenseman Morgan Riley, and Travis Hamonic. Forwards Troy Brower, Ryan Smith, and Theron Fleury. Fleury played 274 games with Moose Jaw from 1984 to 1988, collecting 274 goals and 472 points. He joined the Warriors broadcast with James Gallo, recounting just why there was such a connection with the community and himself.
All of us that came here, you know, I'm talking about Kelly Buckberger and Mike Keane and Kevin Harum and Troy Edwards and Mark McKay and, you know, that first team that was here, we were all just a bunch of hard-working kids who had, you know, a lot of skill, a lot of talent, a lot of ability. And we sort of took on the mantra of Moose Jaw, which is, you know, hard-working people, farmers, you know, I think that's where that connection started, and we fell in love with the city fell in love with us, and so, you know, it was mutual.
You know, I asked your good pal Tim Hunter that exact same question, and what Tim had said is, it's your heart. And he said, you play with heart, you've got a great heart, and you just love everybody,
yeah,
pretty much. And,
sure,
you know, he said it's hard for people not to fall in love with you.
Right. Well, and, you know, hockey's a business, and, you know, I was always prided myself on entertaining the fans, and whether that was here in Moose Jaw or, you know, machine gun in the crowd in Regina or, you know, singing along to Pop Goes the Weasel in Swift Current or, you know, those crazy fans in Medicine Hat yelling at me the whole game, you know, it was, you know, it was a lot of fun. You know, there was no better place for me to play than, you know, right here in Moose Jaw. Back in the day, the Warriors didn't have two nickels to rub together, right? So we had to fundraise. We, you know, not only were we hockey players, but we were the marketing guys too. So we'd say something stupid in the paper before the Regina game, and the crush can was completely sold out because they thought that something was gonna happen. So it was all encompassing,
yeah,
you know, being a Moose Jaw Warrior, and that meant to be a part of the community. And that's why when we all come back, the fans appreciate, you know, yeah, what we did and what we've done, and you know, what we've left here as sort of a legacy. That's why the team's been here for 30 years.
Hey, that's the show. I want to say thanks to James Gallo for his help, and thanks to our guests as well. 2 weeks to go on the WHL's regular season. Should be a great finish. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.